The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was teaching in a synagogue on the Sabbath, and a woman was there who, for 18 years, had been crippled by a spirit. She was bent over, completely incapable of standing erect. When Jesus saw her, he called to her and said, "Woman, you are set free of your infirmity." He laid his hands on her, and she stood at once up straight and glorified God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant that Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, said to the crowd in reply, "There are 6 days when work should be done. Come on those days to be cured, not on the Sabbath day." The Lord said to him in reply, "Hypocrites, does not each one of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or ass from the manger and lead it out for watering? This daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound for 18 years now, ought she not to have been set free on the Sabbath day from this bondage?" When he said this, all his adversaries were humiliated, and the whole crowd rejoiced at all the splendid deeds done by him. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome back, everybody. Happy Monday to everybody. Little tiny thought for you for the day. Okay. So this woman comes to Jesus, and he finds her hunched over, doubled down, oppressed by a spirit, incapable of standing upright, and she's been this way for 18 years. Now, St. Augustine has an interesting comment on this passage. He says that she's symbolic of all those people who spend their lives looking down on this earth, never looking up to God in heaven, oppressed by a spirit of worldliness. And how the Lord would love to set you free from that. Because how much anxiety, you ever stop to consider this? How much anxiety do we have in our lives? And it's caused by forgetfulness of God. Looking downward at the earth only, so to speak. Stop and consider. You know what happens when you live your life in this way? Gratitude dries up and shrivels. You're always in a hurry, always in a rush. Pain and suffering and hardship have no context, and they become exaggerated. And you know what else becomes exaggerated? Politics becomes all-consuming, all-worrying. And why? Because you have no context of God and his absolute power, providence, and love guiding all things. And the Lord wants to set you free from that. And, you know, he does that right here in this gospel and in life on the Sabbath. So let's think about the Sabbath for just a moment. Very important idea, the Sabbath is. Sabbath is a lot more than just Sunday. In fact, Sabbath is a heck of a lot more than just a day off. You go back to the first ever Sabbath right there in the book of Exodus, and you find God telling Moses, go to Pharaoh and ask him, not for a day off for my people, but for a day to go and worship. You know what the Sabbath means? The Sabbath means remembrance of God. That's what it means. And again, that's not just Sunday. That's the whole spirit of the Sabbath. Now, here's what's really interesting to me. Back in Exodus, the word for worship that the people were supposed to offer to God on the Sabbath, the word for worship and the word for work are the same word. And it actually carries over into our present day, right? We call this the liturgy. And liturgy is a Greek word. And it means work. That's what it means. And this is very important to remember, because when you take time out for God, don't be surprised when it feels like work. Remember when I was a little boy in grade school, I went to Catholic grade school, we always said the Angelus at noon. You ever said the Angelus at noon? And then the clock strikes 12, and you stop what you're doing, and you begin that prayer, the angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived by the Holy Spirit. Try doing that every day. And I'm telling you, it feels like work. It's an interruption. Priests and many other people, they say the liturgy of the hours 5 times a day. And I'm telling you, it feels like work. It's an interruption. Coming to Mass, trucking across town and going to confession, whatever it might be. Don't be surprised when remembrance of God feels like work. But here's what's important to remember. That's the only work that heals. You don't get that on a day off. You know, a vacation is a very important thing, a vacation. Rest for your mind, rest for your body. But you know what? A vacation can't heal your soul. Come back from a vacation and you got the exact same worries and anxieties waiting for you that were there on the day that you left. Take a day off. Very important thing. Rest your mind, right? Rest your weary bones. Take a day off. But it's not going to heal you spiritually. It can't. It's just a day off. If you want spiritual healing, you got to remember the spirit of the Sabbath. Go seek out spiritual direction. Take a half a day mini retreat. You know, drive up to the National Shrine in D.C. and park yourself there. It takes effort. But that's the effort that heals. A little tiny thought for you for the day. Don't live with this spirit of anxiety, doubled over, looking down, you're spending your whole life looking down at the world. But look up. Look up to heaven. Let our Lord heal you. Offer him that work, and you'll discover that Jesus still heals on the Sabbath. Amen.